Hello and welcome back to another episode. Today, I wanted to talk about engaging in life, engaging in your life, and building authentic relationships. And honestly, just taking that risk, taking that one action that scares you, that makes you uncomfortable, that you've been thinking about for such a long time that's living in your head. I recently heard something like, are you a forever learner or are you a forever thinker? Like all these thoughts and ideas and desires just live up in your head. Like you think about emailing the person, you think about going to this event, you just think about taking this next step. And all those thoughts are truly just not reality. Like they're just thoughts that are, you know, we're basically in the contemplation stage. And until we take action, until we take that uncomfortable action, that uncomfortable risk, whether it's putting yourself out there, whether it is putting yourself in a room with people that you don't know, sending the text that you wanted to text, whatever it is for you, it's personalized to you because you know you. And the best way to move through things and engage in your life is to truly follow what you want to do and the next step that you want to take. Not what everyone else is telling you to do, not the checklist that we go by as society, not the things that we think we should be doing, but what we truly want to do, what we truly want to say, how we truly want to move through life. I recently went to a networking event, and it was just with like a female founder, fireside chat, and to hear these women speak about everything that they move through on a daily basis, really just like uncovering the middle, like normalizing the whole process, not just getting to point B or getting to the goal that you set for yourself, but also what we need to move through, what we go through, how many no's we have to say, how many no's we have to hear, and what we do with that, how we sometimes let fear get in the way, but also how we overcome fear. So it got me thinking that I've been to these type of events before. I've been to retreats. I really love speaking on personal growth and just connecting with women beyond just, you know, what's for dinner or how are the kids. Or one of the biggest takeaways was that you can go and hear a motivational speech. You can hear a motivational class, a podcast. You can read an inspirational book. You can have an empowering conversation, but no changes come from that one speech. No changes come from just that one event because you only grow, you only shift when you do the work. And the work is done in your day, in your daily practice. It's a daily practice to become, to grow, to shift into the person that you want to be, on the path that you want to go on. It's always what happens after, right? After you get the inspiration, after you get the hit, after you're lit up, what are you going to do with it? Because it's so easy to go back into the status quo of our life. It's so easy to just go back to what feels comfortable. And when you go back to what feels comfortable, you just stay the same. And there's so much beauty in that, but there's also, you know, if you don't feel good, you know, if you're meant for more, you know what you want. And when you listen to that, so those speeches and events, podcasts, books, they're all great. They bring out in you what you truly desire. They bring out that hidden passion of yours, but it's in the uncomfortable action. It's in going and meeting new people and going to new places and, you know, jumping in the water when it's cold and you don't want to jump in and sending the email that scares you, right? Like literally pitching yourself or putting yourself out there or even I'm having this like big guest come on the podcast next week and I had to connect with her and I had to ask her and put myself out there. And it was so scary. But what I do know that as scary as it feels, well, it's mostly uncomfortable, right? Because you're putting yourself out there with the possibility of getting either rejected or ignored. And there is that type of fear of like, what if she says no? But then what if they say yes? Because we already know what it looks like if we don't send the email, if we don't go to meet new people, if we stay in our bed or if we stay home, we already know what that looks like. So why not just take that risk? Why not? What is it costing you by staying in the same place, doing the same things, going to the same places where you know everyone, where you speak about the same things? Like, what is it costing you? Because when you take those uncomfortable actions, you don't get as bored. And you show God that you are ready for this opportunity. You're ready for more opportunities. You're ready for growth. You're ready to shift. You begin to feel that the things that you were scared of aren't even so scary. You actually release a dopamine hit when you take the uncomfortable action because it's so easy to go into avoidance. Like, my default is to go into what's comfortable. My default is to avoid. Like, yes, I went to this great thing and, you know, they're messaging me or emailing me and it felt so good to either help them or listen to them or connect with them, but then I'll just go into avoidance. Like, okay, that was great. That was nice. Because avoidance is just so comfortable. Avoidance is easy. Avoidance is I'll send the email tomorrow. I'll make the call tomorrow. I'll ask for help tomorrow. I mean, asking for help, I think, is the most powerful thing a person can do for themselves. We often grew up thinking that asking for help is such a weakness, but asking for help puts you in such a powerful space. One, because you know what you need help with. And two, you actually give to the other person the feeling of fulfillment. You're actually helping the other person because they want to help. They want to give. They want you to ask them questions. They want to be there for you. It also empowers you by using your voice, like knowing what you need and how to get it. And I just know that on the other side of taking the uncomfortable action, on the other side of taking that risk, regardless of the outcome, regardless if the person will respond, regardless of what will happen, you will be stronger. You will build the skill of self-confidence. You will build the skill of doing the hard things. And most of all, you will overcome the fears, literally the fears that are made up in your mind because it's the stories that we tell ourselves. Like if I go into avoidance, the story I'm telling myself is, I don't have time to do that right now. I'll do it later. I'll do it tomorrow. You know, I just don't want to sit and practice that right now. And that's the story that makes you feel drained. The story that makes you dread the action. But we could tell ourselves a whole nother story. We could tell ourselves, I'm going to do this. I'm going to put in the time. I'm going to take this next step. I'm going to put myself out there. I am going to have this conversation. And through that story, it just feels a little better. It feels good. Both stories are not true. It's just which one are you telling yourself? That is, you can choose. Will you tell yourself the story that feels dreadful, that keeps you exactly where you are right now? Or will you tell yourself the story that makes you feel good? The story that's going to propel you to take the next step towards what you desire, to create that path for yourself. So you get to choose which story you tell yourself about any circumstance at any given time, because those are all our thoughts and we can control the stories that we tell ourselves, which then controls the way that we feel about a situation that we're facing or about something that we desire. And then that can lead to us taking that one little action step towards it. Because if we're just sitting and contemplating all the time without the action piece, it just lives in our head. And then with that comes most of the time judgment, guilt, and shame. And why did I do this? Or I didn't do it yet. And it just takes this whole energetic toll on you to have all of that overwhelm. So if you want an upgrade about how you feel about your life, you can just listen. Listen to the stories that you're telling yourself. Listen to what you are complaining about your life. Listen to how you describe your life. Listen to what you think and what you say when someone asks, how are you? Just listen to how you describe and think about your life, because from there, you're able to shift the story into describing and thinking about your life in a way that makes you feel good. And then from there, it just becomes more intentional. You can think more clearly and just take that next step. So I challenge you that one thing that you are thinking of, one step, one action that you've been avoiding for so long, whether it's been days, weeks, months, the time passes anyway. It already passed, but what can you do today? Can you challenge yourself to make that next move that's uncomfortable? Because on the other side of discomfort is growth, is becoming, is the shift. And they all happen in your daily practice. So, and with that, stay tuned because we have a Behind the Brand series coming to the podcast where female founder entrepreneurs are going to come on and tell us all about their middle. I mean, we get vulnerable. We talk on self-doubt, rejection, blending family life with business life, how many no's they've heard, just really all the things that go in the process of where they are now and what they're currently moving through. So I'm super excited about that. And until next time.